It's called the Detroit Jit, a dance style that began as a street dance in Detroit in the 1970s by a group known as the Jitterbugs. And now the Jit and the Jitterbugs are the subject of a documentary film to be screened this Friday at the Detroit Institute of Arts. Halim Rasool is founder of the dance group Hardcore Detroit and producer of the film The Jitterbugs, Pioneers of the Jit. Halim, welcome to the program.
How you doing?
Good to have you with us. And we're happy to be joined by one of the Jitterbugs. He helped start it all in the 70s. Tracy McGee, good to have you with us.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Halim, start by describing the Jit to us.
The Jit is basically is intense in footwork. It has shuffles, it has drops, throwback moves, freak moves, and it's the best footwork you're going to see is urban dance coming from Detroit.
And Tracy, this dance has nothing to do with the Jitterbug from the swing era, so we need to get that one off the table right now. If you think you know what the Jitterbug is, take that away, because the Jit is something totally different?
It is. It is. The Jitterbugs came because we're looking for a name. And this old man came walking by and was like, "You young jitterbugs." And we heard and said, "Hey, that's the name we're going to use. We're going to use your name." But it does have anything to do with, you know, the way people danced back in the 20s and the 40s. We were taking the name because the guy said we were like troublemakers.
You decided and we own that. Tell us how you came up with the Jit.
That came up because we used to like to go to dance parties, especially at night. And basement parties and stuff like that. And we would go, and people would see us dancing. They would all go really crazy and ask to let us know that we could really dance. And from that point on, things just progressed even more and more as a dancer. And before we knew it, we did our first gig, and everything went from that point on. Never got a chance to look back.
And I'm curious, I'm going to ask you both, and I'll start with you, Tracy. Why didn't the Jit get the attention, say, that breakdancing got or pop and lock? Why did the Jit kind of stay under the radar screen?
This city has been labeled as a very hard and rough city. And we came from the streets ourselves, and it was a negative. We were doing what we were doing. A lot of people were scared of us back in the day because of the style and the way we were doing it. So now, today, it's a positive. Everything has turned into a positive.
Well, I have to just think of living and working in Detroit in the 70s, and there was a big rise in gang action then. We had the BKs, we had the Coneonis. Did this come out of that gangster scene, Tracy?
Yes, it did come out of that gangster scene, and we were like a part of that gangster scene. But the good thing was that we were not a gang, but we were just there, and we hadn't labeled ourselves, anything like that. We were just being ourselves. And from being around them, they influenced us and we influenced them. But our dance was so popular that we were able to go throughout most neighborhoods and nobody would even bother us. We were there right there with them, but we never considered ourselves a gang. And from being from the street, it changed our lives. And today I feel real fortunate to have the opportunity to speak with someone like you now. And it just, I'm at awe that all of this is happening right now. I'm really at awe. I just cannot believe it.
And here you are, the subject of this documentary, The Jitterbugs, Pioneers of the Jit. Halim, what made you want to produce this documentary? What really excites you about this story?
Well, like you said, I have an early influence with another dance form called breaking. Or, you know, most people call it break dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a similar story where it comes from the street. And after I got to a certain level with that dance and I traveled and competed and I seen how their dance thrive, made me take a second look, you know, here in Detroit and what we had to offer. And when I started asking questions, you know, nobody really documented it correctly. You know what I'm saying? Everybody knew about this dance and how long he'd been doing it, but we didn't. There was no facts or nothing really established. So that, you know, basically sparked, you know, my direction.
If I went to Detroit today and I saw kids, could I say, "Do you dance the Jit?" And would they be on it?
Yes, they would.
Yes.
It's crazy going to the city and missing the Jit and somebody not know about it. That's unheard of. That's how popular the dance is.
I'm kind of curious, Tracy, since you were one of the founders of the Jit, you helped originate it with your brothers as a member of the Jitterbugs. How are your dance skills 40 years on?
I love it. I love a challenge. Is that a challenge? Sound like a challenge. Challenge! Anyway, it's my fountain of youth. If you see me today and you'll say to yourself, is he really 53? Uh-huh. That's what you would say to yourself. Is he really 53? And then once you saw me dance, you would say, that's amazing. He can still move like that. And I hold all of that to my past because I really had a passion for what we were doing.
Well, this film is going to be screened this Friday, May 23rd at 6 p.m. at the Detroit Institute of Arts. And as well as the screening of the film, there will be a performance by the Jitterbugs, so we hear, along with a special JIT exhibition by contemporary JIT dancers. So you could see the masters, we could see the godfathers and the founders, the guys that made it all happen originally, and then the way it's being done today in 2014. And you can get more information about this at DIA.org. Haleem Rasool and Tracy McGee, it was a lot of fun to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. My pleasure. And once again, once this is all over, we need to see each other just so I can say hi to you.
There you go. Thanks so much, guys.